email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Or 51551 for your text. Now, at the moment in Iceland, a volcano called Fagradalsfjall, which has been dormant for about 800 years, is erupting. It's spewing red-hot lava into the air and down into the valley below it. Drone footage, which could be straight out of a disaster movie, shows the power of the eruption and actually goes right into the crater. The footage was taken by Bjorn Steinbeck, who joins me now on the line from Iceland. How are you doing, Bjorn?
I'm good, and you? Thank you.
I'm good. How was my pronunciation of your volcano?
It was terrible, to be honest.
Brent or Bjorn, I've been practicing, Bjorn.
You need more practice.
Okay, go on. You pronounce it then.
Fagradalsfjall.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was way off the mark, wasn't it? Way off the mark. Yeah. Listen, congratulations on your footage, Bjorn. It is spectacular. It is unbelievable.
You.
Yes, and you had to wait 800 years for this.
Yeah, so, I'm getting a little bit tired and old.
Yeah. So, firstly, tell us about the volcano. It's not the biggest in Iceland by a long shot.
No. It's probably one of the smallest eruptions in Iceland in probably since the beginning of times, I think.
Yes.
You know, from the settlement, basically. It's very small, but it's actually very picturesque, as you can see. You know, it's a big crater. You know, the lava flow is very, you know, spectacular. And another thing, because it's basically in a closed valley, you know, there's no way for the lava to go out of this tiny valley. So it's just the lava is just circulating in circles, and there are little lava falls, basically,
yes.
You know, where it's coming down. And it's just, it's a very sort of tourist-friendly volcano.
The images are amazing because it's like tributaries, veins of the lava just spreading out all over the valley. It's spectacular, and you were there to capture it. It's lava as opposed to that one from 2010. What was the name of that one that upset the air travel all over Europe? That one, yes.
It's a very easy name.
By comparison, it is. So that spewed smoke and ash up into the air, and that's why it affected air travel. This is completely different.
Well, that's because that was under the glacier. So, you know, the minute it comes up into the ice cap, it melts the ice cap. The ice cap basically cools down the lava and turns it into ash.
Aha.
So that's, you know.
That's the reason.
So that's the issue.
Yeah. So have you been a drone photographer for a long time, Bjorn?
No, not really. Two, 3 years.
Yeah. You were there as part of a news team, were you?
Yeah. I was assisting and working with Channel 2 News in Iceland.
Yeah.
And, just decided to, let the drone take over and just fly right through this.
Now, we can see the pictures and people have seen them by now, I would imagine. If you haven't, do yourself a favour and go and have a look at them. Just put in Iceland volcano and drone and you'll get it. But what was the sensation there? What were the smells? What was the temperature like?
It was really hot, especially, you know, when I went for the second time during the night. We were up there at 3 a.m. And it was exceptionally hot when you get close to it. The smell of lava is basically like, from fireworks.
Oh, right.
It's,
Cardite. Cardite.
Sulfur. Yeah, sulfur.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So that's the smell. And is it a powerful smell?
Yeah, they're actually closing down the site actually in 1.5 hours now due to lethal gas. Because the wind is going down and the gas doesn't move away, and just, you know, because it's hilly and, you know, goes into the valley, and people can actually just suffocate in a couple of minutes there now.
But are you not on lockdown in Iceland because of COVID, right?
No, not really.
No.
Strict rules, but, you know, we've been lucky in the last, you know, ever since November, December.
So how many cases per day are you getting, do you know?
1 to 3.
All right.
Maybe.
Right. So are things back to normal then, Bjorn?
No, not really. We are missing the tourists.
Yes.
I mean, tourism was the biggest industry in Iceland from 2012. You know, it sort of kicked us out of the recession after 2008. We are struggling there now, you know. It's a huge industry and there are no tourists.
Well, this is going to be a draw, isn't it, when lockdown's over? They'll be flocking to Iceland to see this
firsthand.
Well,
Iceland is always a draw. I mean, you know, Iceland is always in people's mind something exotic,
yes,
something different. And of course, this is going to keep us, you know,
in people's minds. Yes, yes.
In people's minds, yes. And which is great.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And what's the reaction been to your footage? It's been seen all over the world.
Yeah, it's crazy. I call it 15 seconds of fame. It's a little bit like that, I think. I mean, for me, it's just, I'm really humble about it. You know, it's, I was asked on Channel 5 News yesterday, sort of how I felt about all this and when I was shooting it.
Yeah.
And the best way to describe it is I felt the same way as when Liverpool won in Istanbul in 2005 and when we finally won the Premier League last summer.
Is that when they came back from 4-1 down? Was it 4-1 down?
Or? Yeah.
Yes, yeah, yeah. So you're obviously
3-0.
3-0. Sorry. Yes. Yeah.
So yeah.
Right. That's how. Well, I suppose fans of football will be able to empathise with that. And I know there are a lot of people who operate drones around, so they'll be interested to know what type of drone you were operating.
For this shot, I was using the new DJI FPV drone, which is it's a crossover over to race drones. You can fly it in three different modes: neutral, which is normal, which is fairly easy to operate. Then you go into sport mode, and then you fly it, which I was flying there around 100 kilometers per hour.
Wow.
And then you can do it fully manual, and then you're flying probably around 140 kilometers per hour, and then you can sort of flip it in the air and do twirls and stuff.
Right.
It's a very interesting brand new equipment, and, you know, I really like it for this type of footage.
How much would that set you back?
Just under £2,000, I think.
Right, but it's your job. You do loads of different things, Bjorn. I believe you're making a documentary about Iceland during COVID.
Yeah, I was so lucky. I was invited by two guys in Iceland, two really well-known filmmakers and journalists, to produce a project they've been shooting since the first cases begin in Iceland about COVID. And it's a documentary in 6 pieces.
Mm.
We have unparalleled access, I think, worldwide to every side of the decision-making. We are, you know, filming in emergency meetings with the government, the people who run the front line.
Yeah.
We are in total, we are in with them 24/7. And I think it's one of the most stunning portrait of COVID, which I have seen, at least.
Okay,
you know,
and how do you think the Icelandic government will come out of it?
I think the government will come out of it really well. I think most governments will come out of it really well simply because you are dealing with unprecedented situation.
Yes.
And it's really hard to cast blame or judge when you are dealing with something you are not familiar with. Or, you know, I mean, we all make mistakes. I think it's more what we do, how we learn from them.
Yeah.
And I think it's been handled well. I mean, you know.
Wasn't it Iceland who imprisoned some of their government after the crash?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. And then how did you elect the new government? It was something quite innovative. I'm trying to remember now.
I don't think you have broadcasting time for me to go.
Okay, right. Okay, another day, Bjorn, right. Final question for you. How did the heat not affect the drone? Somebody wants to know.
I really don't know.
Okay.
To be honest,
right,
I have no idea.
Right, okay.
You know, I can't pretend to be really smart about it or anything.
Yes.
I just have no idea.
Okay. Listen, if we ever do a program from Iceland, you're going to be our first guest. Bjorn
Thanks,
Steinbeck, thank you very much.
So.
Mind yourself. See
you. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.